Everyone, and welcome to IT Coffee Break. I'm Anastasia, your host. Today, we have a perfect housewarming opportunity. We virtually step inside EPAM's new office in the tech hub of Europe. And what's that? Let's find the right answer together with a quiz question. What city organizes Europe's oldest marathon? Is it A, Prague, B, Berlin, or C, Košice? Please take a minute to think it over, and the correct answer would share my co-hosts for today, Scrum Master Zuzana Klimikova and Project Manager Lyudmila Melnikova. Hello, colleagues, and thanks for joining.
Hello.
Hello.
And could you please share the right answer? What city organizes Europe's oldest marathon? And what is the new location of EPAM? Is it A, Prague, B, Berlin, or C, Košice?
Well, I think it's C, Košice.
Zuzana, what do you think?
You are right, it's Košice. Last week, I was actually on the place where all the story began.
So great. We really have, you know, our own virtual guide who's going to tell us everything about EPAM Košice. And we are really traveling today virtually to Eastern Slovakia. By the way, the International Peace Marathon has been organized in Košice since 1924. And it means that in 2 years, it's going to celebrate its 100th anniversary. Perfect example for EPAM Košice, I guess. What do you think?
We should be inspiring our colleagues in Košice to take part on that and Absolutely. Represent us the best.
Totally agree with you. What do you think, colleagues, if we start with a festive round of this or that game?
Sure, sounds
good. Cool. So basically, I ask one question and you choose one answer you like the most between the two options. The classic one we have, tea or coffee?
Oh, it's definitely coffee for me. What about you, Zuzana?
Coffee addicted.
Even at the office opening, we're going to have coffee. Next one, picnic or a cold buffet?
When the weather is nice, so picnic probably. Why not?
Also for me.
Picnic it is. Grand office opening or soft office opening?
In which will be the cold find snacks to find? Is it in the soft or grand? It's up to that.
What about you, Lyudmila?
Probably go to actually a soft office opening.
Next one, balloons or ribbons?
Why not both?
Exactly. That choice I love the most. And the last one, working from home or at the office?
To be honest, I prefer working from home, but I saw actually our future building in Košice. It's quite inviting. So let's try it out.
Lovely.
I'm definitely the office person to select the working from office whenever possible.
And with that, we are basically moving forward to our virtual ribbon cutting ceremony. So the first question would be for our insider who has already visited the Košice. So Zuzana, why did EPAM build an additional office in Košice? Besides the obvious that EPAMers are great runners and will definitely participate in the International Peace Marathon Košice, as you mentioned, but what else?
I'm quite proud of Košice in the sense that actually in Košice there are really a lot of interesting companies. Place there is organization of IT Valley, and we are, as EPAM, is one of these companies. So it's quite logical to be here active and to find the best possible talents here in this region. And of course, we are having great weather mostly all the year, so why not?
If I may add to that, well, Košice is a great city and there is a great technical university in Košice, which also good to have the office around the technical university. And that's not mentioning the national park and the mountains, which are right there. So I think probably that just makes it ideal city for the office.
That sounds like it. So basically IT Valley and a great tech hub plus nice location plus a lot of great talent. So when comparing working from home and working from the office mode, what are the opportunities at EPAM Slovakia? So I guess I would ask you, Lyudmila, here first, because you are the office person, and then we jump to Zuzana.
That is an interesting question for Slovakia. because the location is quite new for EPAM. So we opened in the end of 2020 during the pandemic times, and it was not possible to work from office at all, unfortunately, due to local regulations, which EPAM is, of course, following. So until 2022, we even didn't have the possibility in Slovakia to work from office, which is unfortunate for us office people, but it's kind of a good benefit for people who would like to work from office and which we would like to support here as well. So I'm personally really looking forward for an office in Košice, and I think it will give people a great possibility to socialize, work together with their teams, and I don't know, maybe have a nice one or two coffee breaks during the days. But we, of course, will keep a possibility for people who would like to work from home to stay in that. So we developed a really nice way how we work. We have the electronic signature in place for the contracts and documents, for example. We are sending the hardware and the tax with the courier side. So we're pretty much agile here. Yeah.
Sounds really great. Thank you so much. And what about you, Zuzana? What can you tell us? Some insider information, maybe?
We are looking for the soft opening. Actually, it's quite close to my home location. So the building is quite nice. I know about the building that there is also a restaurant. There is also, like 5 minutes ago, shopping center. And also it's good achievable by traffic, public transport, by car. So like great location, looking forward. It's a good place to meet our colleagues from various teams, even locations, or even is a place to meet our customers there. This is a big opportunity for us. My preferences for Slovakia, I'm enjoying until now working from home, because actually from the first minute on, I saw that EPAM is really a company remote by design. That means that I have no problem with the onboarding. Even if I was working not from Košice, I was working from another location. It's really like the borderless collaboration. Myself, I'm working on an international project, and I see also my colleagues are working for various locations from home. And everything works perfectly. Like I have no feeling that I'm working from another location. So here, doesn't matter where are you working from, you are still one team. And so the flexibility is there, and also like support in your career development.
I'm glad you mentioned this, Susanna, because that's really how we want to be developed as the company and how we want people to feel. So we would like people to understand that they are part of our amazing global community, and that even that you are located in one city doesn't mean that you can't have a team working in another. And we're trying our best to actually make people feel like they're part of something big. Yeah, so I'm really glad you mentioned it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Zuzana. Thank you so much, Ludmila. I think this borderless collaboration, as Zuzana mentioned, that's what we enjoy the most while working at EPAM, and it's really enriching. I guess each and every colleague is mentioning it whenever we have these nice IIT coffee break chats. But still, today we're talking about EPAM Slovakia. So I would ask you, how would you describe EPAM Slovakia in just a few words?
Well, of course, every location has its own culture, has its own sophistication, and basically it's the people who make the location as it is. So if we're talking about Slovakia as the location, I'm really happy and grateful about people who already joined us, because they're all mature, they're all senior and in good extent independent engineers who can drive the opportunity, who can help us to develop our positions in the local market and to get our presence in the global market too. So we, again, as I mentioned, we're at the new location starting only about 2 years ago, but we already built a lot of trust with our clients, and we see that projects are including Slovakia into their position card more and more, which is actually a great contribution from the Slovakian colleagues. So that's probably the main thing that I would like to mention.
Thank you so much for that. And Zuzana, being a proud Slovak, what do you love about working at EPAM?
There are a lot of things, like I'm happy not only for Slovakia, but also for another locations. Like I saw my colleagues from Poland, they actually voted EPAM to be a great place for work. So I hope year after year, we will go this way also in Slovakia to be a great place to work. For my perspective, we are already now there, but let's see on that. I also love that actually I got a nice question from colleagues about social responsibility of EPAM, like where can we help and how can we help? For example, in environmental questions, where can EPAM support the idea, for example, to plant new trees? Yeah, that's also our social responsibility. So I found it really interesting that we are not only focusing strongly on customer, but overall the bigger picture, how the employees feel about their working place, how we affect the overall community where we are. So I hope EPAM will really support also local communities in Košice. So this is like, I love the bigger picture that EPAM is helping me to understand. And currently what I love is actually my project where I am Scrum Master. We took last time Team Agile Journey Assessment. That means like there is a strong feedback culture here also in my project. And we asked people how they feel inside of our team. And I was really proud that we are evolving as a team. Like currently we are in the norming phase. That means these are some several groups development stages. And this means that team figured out how to work best. They feel good in our team. They can share freely their ideas in customer face project. And that means that we are working so close with the customer in good, friendly atmosphere. I can say, yes, I enjoy my team, my project. So it's a place to grow. So the creativity is high and it's quite inspiring.
My first remark would go to the corporate social responsibility. And it's great you've been mentioning it because we also had a chat with our head of corporate social responsibility, Shamilka Szymarskinka. And she was telling about all the amazing projects that EPAM is driving. And I'm sure that Košice would also be great at giving back to the community. Talking about this proactivity of EPAMers, absolutely agree with that. The customer-faced projects and the teams you've been both mentioning. So could you please tell me a little bit about what are the projects, what tech languages, what tools, what tech stacks are there at EPAM Slovakia at the moment, and how are the teams are built?
Right, so maybe I will start with the project. So we have teams in Slovakia who are part of the great and big financial projects, or we also have teams who work in the investments projects and business development. The main technologies that we currently have in Slovakia is mostly Java development, the test automation on Python, also on Java, on .NET. Of course, we have agile community developing in Slovakia. And we don't forget about the delivery managers and also team leads who are helping us to drive the opportunities locally in Slovakia. Alternatively, we are looking into expanding our DevOps and data practices in Slovakia. We're searching for the engineers from the market. So in case you know anyone, we would be really grateful. And of course, the cloud technologies, the data, the business analysis, you name it. So we have it.
Susanna, anything to add here? Agile, Scrum Masters?
Okay, this is my topic. I can add here some information. There is an international collaboration between agile communities. You are working on a daily basis with colleagues from Czech Republic, Poland, or Hungary. So there are a lot of opportunities where you can involve also in the topics of agility or delivery management. So, for example, I am part of an international team of Scrum Masters. So this is nice collaboration on international level. Yeah, we are also looking for Scrum Masters and Agile coaches in Slovakia. It is something new, challenging, and you can be part of really collaboration with big international customers. As I said, customer face, this is an interesting challenge where you can have, for example, as me, product owners on the customer side. So you can enjoy directly the feedback of the work of your colleagues in your Scrum team. We would appreciate new colleagues also in Slovakia.
If I may add to that, we do have a lot of various ways how we can support people, and we have a lot of different opportunities and projects to work on. So it is possible to work on the large investment banking project, or it is also possible to make an end-to-end solution for some small company, or for example, being a consultant for the engineering solution for another client. So we give people the possibility to look into portfolio of projects and domain, and we are actually flexible here, and it is possible for a person to get his preferences done, take the opportunities to work with different customers and in different setups within EPAM, which is also, I would consider, one of the benefits of working with us.
I agree totally.
Talking about the flexibility and the career advancement, I guess each location at EPAM has some benefits. So what are the benefits of working at EPAM Slovakia? You've been mentioning Ludmila already and Zuzana as well. So flexibility, this possibility to work in fintech or end-to-end solutions or consultancy. But what else? What can our potential EPAMers expect?
Well, there are millions of possibilities within EPAM, so maybe I can start with our great learning program and the certifications that we support. So we are partnering, for example, if we are talking about development path, so we are partnering with Microsoft, with Amazon, with Google to have the developer certificates, and we provide a lot of learning possibilities within EPAM. We are integrated with LinkedIn Learning. We have our own great mentoring program, not only for developers, but for managers as well. And we have our own courses online or offline, which are available to all our employees. So if we have a person with engineering DNA who joined EPAM and he or she would like to pursue a career of being a delivery manager, project manager, technical lead, advanced software engineer, we can support every possible way in any way preferable for a person. So we're not insisting on having a mentor, for example, or we're not insisting of participating in the offline courses if a person more like towards online education. We provide all opportunities for that. That as for the Grow, also one of the benefits that we provide to our employees as being the global company is the internal mobility. So it is possibility for employees to work and relocate within all possible EPAM locations. So as you know, as the company, we have offices not only in Slovakia, Czech Republic, Poland, other Central Europe, but also in Switzerland, Western Europe, Americas, South and North America, Australia, Asia. So if you would like to pursue your career with EPAM and work in different locations, we can support this way too.
I would add here, yeah, I love the idea of New Zealand location. This is perfect. And I would add here some another benefits, especially for Slovakia. So 5 weeks vacation per year, 5 paid sick days without medical certificate. Yeah, for me, it's quite interesting contribution to classes up to 100 euros or contribution to pension fund.
Yes.
So these are quite interesting topics. And also what we have here, we have a new benefit in Slovakia, app benefits here. Yesterday, we were actually trained how to use that. So it's a benefit for us in Slovakia for funds for culture, sport, relaxation, education even, or even medical devices. So it's quite interesting benefit also for colleagues in Slovakia.
And probably additionally, the meal vouchers, right?
Ah,
so the two step programs.
Of course, meal vouchers, quite important and useful.
Meal vouchers, leisure, different plans. That sounds like a lot of help. And what about the working hours?
I am working normally 8 hours a day plus 30 minutes break for lunch. And it's depending on the project. It can happen that you have customer who is located in Central Europe, like me, for example. And of course, I'm starting at common usual working hours at 8:30. But it can be that you are working for customer in America, quite interesting also projects there. And it can be that you will start at 10. What I understood, it's up to the project and communication with the customers, but normally 8 hours as normal as it gets. Yeah,
agree, Susanna. And we do have projects, as you mentioned, located in different time zones. So some of the projects might get, we call it like flexible hours, meaning that if you start early, you can finish a bit earlier. And same applies if you're more like a late person, for some projects, you have the possibility to start later and finish later. So it's communicatable. Yeah.
What makes a good candidate for Pump Slovakia? As you mentioned, we have a lot of possibilities for Javists, for developers who know .NET, Python, and data and DevOps, BA. But who is the perfect candidate for Pump Slovakia?
Well, I believe our perfect candidates are the ones with engineering DNA. So the people who concentrate on work being done and people who would like to learn and grow in any way possible. So we have 500 open positions for Slovakia. And thank you for mentioning the skill sets. So you can imagine that there are various possibilities and various technologies that we support and that we welcome in EPAM Slovakia. I would probably add specifically the JavaScript as well, which was not mentioned. So we support all frameworks. So in case anyone is interested, so we do have a lot of projects who are front-end heavy and we need them. But in general, yes, our ideal candidate is the engineering person who would like to grow. If you are a manager and would like to grow within the management skill, that is also fine with us. We basically welcome everyone.
I would add maybe one more important topic. It would be great to find good team players and people who are eager to learn and to grow, as there are so many possibilities that Mila mentioned, various projects, learning options, and also you can get involved also in as a trainer yourself. So people who are eager to learn new topics, find new possibilities for themselves, and good team players.
And I guess it is plus one if someone is a runner. Circling back to our marathon. So, Zuzana, you mentioned that we are looking for great team players. And could you please tell us a little bit more about teams at EPAM Slovakia, at EPAM in general?
I'm part of an international team of Scrum Masters and Agile Coaches. For example, it's quite interesting. My team lead is sitting in Prague. So you don't feel that you are an outsider, even if your team is actually located in another country. So it's quite interesting international collaboration. You are fully included also in various training options or also checking for new projects. So it's quite seamless in this case, this international collaboration. I'm quite enjoying it from my perspective. And Ludmila, maybe you could share some information about technical teams based in Slovakia.
Well, from the technical perspective, of course, we're all trying to balance the team with the right skill set and the right seniority to build like a T-shaped teams as per agile principles mostly. So it means that in the team, usually we have, of course, the team lead who is the most senior person. We have senior developers, middle developers. Sometimes we can take up the junior person, for example, if we have a place to learn. And this is also one of the benefits in EPAM. So we actually work with junior colleagues to mentor them and let them grow within the actual projects or within EPAM as the learning system. So we're trying to balance it out as per needs and technologies. So of course, we rarely have like teams with the conflicting technologies, but we do have projects with the teams. We have like backend team built mostly with Java engineers. We have frontend team with JavaScript. For example, it's React framework. We have separate DevOps team who's helping us with the cloud solutions and the platform related things. So yeah, that's mainly how do we build the team. It depends on the project and the demands from the customer that we have. And you can imagine that every even smaller project might require a different skill and a different setup.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this T-shaped overview.
I forgot to mention testing can be ace, of course, but it is also the important part of the team, and having the delivery manager or project manager on top of this to help with the team structure, to help with the risks, to help with the reporting, and to help with the client communication. This is also important part. And we do have roles in EPAM to cover the management part as well.
What I wanted to ask you, ladies here, what motivates you and what inspires you for your daily work at EPAM?
So as part of my manager's responsibility is actually helping people and explaining them the opportunities that we have in EPAM. And one of the most motivating factor for me is actually having a feedback and watching people grow. So, and the thought that somehow I might contribute to that, that's actually a really motivating factor. So a lot of colleagues in Slovakia, they passed the assessment and they technically grew for the past 1.5 years, and we have even more plans there. And understanding that small bit there was like from the management team for the contribution of the programs and the development. So that's a nice thing, I would say.
And what about you, Susanna?
I think more, of course, of support, but on other side of the spectrum of our activities, I love the value focus on customer. So in our project where I am, and I'm working with directly with customers, and we are working with end user feedback. And during past year, we received really quite good feedbacks of our product, where we were actually able to work directly on the UX concept and design. And it was quite nice to receive it, to work with it, and to be part of a product which is used already in production. In EPAM projects, you can be directly involved in product engineering, which is quite inspiring. And you can see how your team is getting better, how the customer is reacting to the end product, and how actually the end users are using it. So you see actually the result of your own work directly and live.
What would be your best advice for someone who wants to join EPAM Slovakia?
I would say just do it.
Me also, just try it out. You will see the EPAM interview was one of the greatest that I ever saw. And actually, Ludmila was there.
Yeah,
one of the hardest questions, toughest questions that I got was actually from Ludmila. So,
do you still remember the question Ludmila asked you?
I don't.
It was all about efficiency in the project, how I would do it better, how will I fix non-efficient project, and how I work with changes inside of project. So it was interesting to ask these questions because it is more connected to my previous experience as project manager. And now I'm even better prepared for example, Scrum Master role. So you will be challenged to use all your knowledge you got for various roles, various projects. So it's quite interesting to be challenged and to try out something new. So that's why I would advise just to try it out. And even the interview was interestingly set up, and the questions were really eyes-opening, and so it was fun.
Perfect combination. Okay, and as still we are having, you know, like a festive chat today, my last question would be, what one wish or present would you choose for EPAM Slovakia and the Slovak team, if you could?
Runner shoes? Do you think it will be a nice one?
I agree. Runner shoes or even trekking shoes for hiking in High Tatras. That would be amazing.
Something to help you, well, like a hiking gear. Yeah, that would be a really nice one.
I love this idea. And I would definitely like to visit EPAM Košice and try these trekking shoes somewhere in the Tatras. And thank you so much, ladies, for being so open and engaging and telling us a lot about EPAM Košice. And is there anything else I should have asked, but I didn't?
I have one note about just what I mentioned with the place where actually the first marathon started.
Uh-huh.
30 kilometers away, actually, from Košice.
Okay.
It was in a small city of Turnia. And actually, we have to look it for, because this important place for us is almost forgotten, but it was renewed and it's visible also in Google Maps. Everyone could see this important place for Košice.
Thank you so much. Ludmila, do you want to mention anything else?
Well, probably a huge thank you for our colleagues in Slovakia who helped us with location, who were actually really good with the projects and who helped us to drive the opportunities. And again, because of the people, we are where we are, it gives us the possibility to expand even more. So thank you for being so good.
I'm incredibly excited about the potential for this new Košice office, and it would be great to catch up later and learn the news from Košice. And congratulations to all EPAMers working in Slovakia, and feel free to share your congrats in the comments. In the meantime, stay tuned for our next episode and new EPAM location. Thank you so much, Ludmila. Thank you so much, Zuzana. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.